Again, I say praise the Lord to you all tonight and thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for Lady B and trusting this to me. And I just give honor again to God on tonight. The last time I ministered on the Dream Team prayer line, and I don't know if this is part two or maybe just a recap, but I talked about having a joyful attitude in the midst of trials. And saints of God, let me just tell you, when really put to the test, that's a hard thing to do. Why? Because it's the human side of us is more likely, we're more likely to focus our attention on ourselves and the problem rather than on God, the one who is able to solve the problem. Jesus never told us it was going to be easy, but he did give us a heads up, and he let us know that in this world, we will have tribulation. Now, if you just allow me to keep it real on tonight, I can tell you for myself, over the last month or so, I've been hurt, I've been disappointed, I've been lied to, and if that wasn't enough, I even encountered a situation that really, just really broke my heart. Probably because I knew there was really nothing I could do about it except give it to God. When all of that compounded itself and collided, I just felt such a heaviness. And was it easy to keep a smile on my face to try and hide the hurt? No. Was it easy to try and maintain a joyful attitude? No. Why? Because I'm human, just like everybody else on this line. Am I all that I should be in God? No. Am I still growing in the grace of God? Yes, I am. Have I arrived yet? No. And guess what? None of us have. If the truth be told, everybody is going through something. Whether it's a loved one that's gone on, or whether we're having a financial burden, or whether this one is in the hospital, or that one is in the hospital, or this one needs surgery, or that one needs surgery. Every time we pick up the phone, or every time we get a text, somebody's telling us that somebody's gone, that a loved one has passed on. And Minister Joseph said something on last night. He said, people are sitting right in the church, and they're hurting. And saints of God, that includes pastors. It includes ministers. It includes evangelists. It includes teachers. Doesn't matter what role in the body of Christ you might play. Doesn't matter what your calling is. Doesn't matter what your ministry might be. Tests and trials have no respect unto person. Heartache and pain have no respect unto person. Discouragement, disappointment, saints of God have no respect unto person. We are not exempt. So you might say, hey, my trial is greater than your trial, or you might feel like your test is harder than my test. Doesn't make any difference. We all need the strength and the power of God to endure, because in our own strength, God, people of God, we just can't make it. David said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, our help is in the name of the Lord. Psalms 34, 17, 18 says, the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. Said the righteous cry, them that are living right, them that are walking upright before God, them that are living the right life before God, them that are living up to God's moral standards, or striving to live up to God's moral standards. God said he will hear, and not only hear, but he said he will deliver us out of all of our trouble. He is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Now, I don't know about you tonight, but it gives me great comfort to know that when my heart is broken, God is near. Doesn't matter not whether I feel like he's near, but I know he's near because the word of God says so. Nowhere in Psalms 34 or anywhere else in the Bible is it suggested that living a life of faith or walking in obedience will exempt the child of God from trouble. But if we but put our trust in him, if we but call on him, he will hear and answer prayer. He will be our refuge. He's our strength. He's a very present help, my God, in the time of trouble. He will enable us to bear our trials, and he will see us through our troubles. He can even use our trials to bless somebody else. And you probably say, what in the world? How are my trials going to bless somebody else? And that brings me to my text on tonight. Those of you that have your Bibles and you so desire to turn with me, I call your attention to 2 Corinthians, first chapter, beginning at verse 3. And the Lord led me to this scripture weeks ago. And I read it every day in addition to our monthly scriptures. And it says, blessed be God. Some translations say the God, meaning they ain't but one, y'all. Even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort. Now, when I read a little further over in 2 Corinthians, I'm going to come back to that. When I read Paul's summary of all that he went through, and I'll just list some of them, and I'm paraphrasing, but look what Paul says in chapter 11. He says, I have worked harder. I have been in prison more frequently. I've been beaten more severely, been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 stoned, 3 times shipwrecked, danger from robbers, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers from my own countrymen, often had to go without food, go without drink, go without sleep. Sometimes I even lacked sufficient clothing to keep myself warm. And I'll stop right there, but the list goes on. And those are just some of the external trials he experienced. He says, apart from the external things, then there is the daily pressure on me of concern for the churches. And look what Paul says. In spite of all of that, he says, I let none of these things move me. Oh, if we can but get to that place in God. And getting back to my text, I said all of that to say this. In spite of all the trials Paul experienced, he did not lose heart. He stood true to God first. He was able to still write a letter of encouragement to the church that began, blessed be God. Didn't matter who or what came against him. Paul still had a praise on his heart. And we come to church with our little problems, and we can hardly muster up a thank you, Jesus. We don't have to pretend to be happy about our circumstances, but we can certainly praise God because he is God, the one who is in control of the circumstances. As Christian saints, we ought not to run from God to get relief from our pain. We don't need to turn to the world to get relief from our pain. But instead, we ought to be running to Jesus. We ought to be crying out to him. My God, help me, Jesus. I can't take this by myself. I can't do this on my own. I don't know about you, but I need the Lord. Then Paul says, praise him because he is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is because of Christ that we can call God Father and approach him as his children. God loves us just as he loves his son. Do you not know that you are precious to God? That he will see to it that the pressures of life don't destroy you? If you want victory over discouragement, if you want victory over disappointment, if you want victory over depression or oppression, I dare you to start praising God. I don't know if y'all heard the song by Tasha Cobbs immediately, but we need to do just what the song says. Lift our hands, open our mouths, and immediately watch God work things out. Doesn't matter our condition, but let this be your disposition. Lift your hands, saints. Open your mouth and watch God work things out. I came to let somebody know tonight. I don't know who's on the line, but you need to know tonight. We always hear prayer changes things. But I come to let you know tonight that praise will change some things too. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now the verse goes on to say, praise him because he is the Father of mercy. Thank God that in his grace, he gives us what we do not deserve. And in his mercy, he gives us what we do deserve. Lamentations 3:22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. But, friends of God, we serve a God who is rich in mercy. Word of God says his mercies are renewed every morning. And then the verse says, praise God because he is the God of all comfort, one who comes alongside to help in the time of trouble. Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Now, if we have the Spirit of God dwelling with us, and we have the Spirit of God dwelling within us, then we have strength for the inner man and encouragement for the outer man. So when you find yourself getting discouraged and ready to quit, get your attention off of yourself and put your attention on God. Bible said, think on these things, those things that are lovely, those things that are a good report. Think on those things. Thank you, God. And I said earlier, God can use our trials to bless somebody else. It's not all for nothing, y'all. Look at verse 4. Who comforted us in all our tribulation. Some versions may say affliction or troubles, but we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted. Now I'm not talking about sympathy. You know, sympathy can weaken a person, but I'm talking about empathy. Sympathy says, I'm sorry for what you're going through. But empathy says, I know exactly what you're going through. We are to be a channel passing on to the others the comfort that we have received from God, the comfort that God gives us in all our tribulation, and the encouragement that we receive through studying the Word of God, through meditating upon the promises of God, through spending time with him and communing with him. It's not just for our own good, but it's that we may be able to comfort them, Scripture says, which are in any trouble. Sometimes God will allow people to cross your path that have gone through the same things you've gone through. And it's not for nothing. God has a reason. That's so we can use that experience, that we can use that we went through, and we can encourage that person. God's comfort is transferable, and it is intended to be shared. Bible says we weep with those that weep, and we rejoice with those that we rejoice. Every trial we endure, every trial that we endure will help you to comfort others who might be going through similar troubles, same test. And when the tables are turned, God hasn't forgotten about you. He will place people in our path that will comfort us and encourage us. But all of us always need to turn to God as our ultimate comforter. He is the only one who can heal the hurt. He is the only one that can mend the broken spirit. My God, he is the source of all comfort. In verse 5, and I'm almost done, y'all. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. What are you saying? As the problems increase, so does the consolation. The more we suffer for Christ, the more comfort God gives. The more we receive, the more we're encouraged. The more we're strengthened, the greater our ability to comfort others who are also hurting. Not only the greater our ability, but the greater our responsibility. We have a responsibility, God, people of God. We have a responsibility to encourage one another. We have a responsibility to lift one another up and hold them up in prayer. So I encourage you tonight, those of you on this line tonight, I encourage you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Can't do it in our own strength, but we need the strength of God. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the Spirit living on the inside, working on the outside. Be strong in the Lord, saint, and in the power of his might. And remember, God is the source of all comfort. Thank God for his word on tonight. I pray you've been blessed. And I just want to be led of the Lord tonight, and as we get ready to go into prayer. And I'm gonna unmute these lines. And I want us to open up our mouth and lift up our hands. And I want us to give God praise because God is good, y'all. I don't care what we go through. I don't care how difficult it is. I don't care when it seems like we just can't make it. God is still good, y'all. And I'm going to unmute these lines, and I want us just to lift up our hands and open up our mouth, and together we're going to give God praise on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible said where two or three are gathered together in my name. He promised, y'all. He promised to be in the midst. He promised, God, he promised to meet the needs of his people. And see, you only you know what you need from God. Yes, we got people on our prayer list. We got, I know, Sister Sasha and Elder Diane Liggins and Deacon Walter Brown and so many others. But only you know what you need from God. So as we get ready to go into prayer, I'm going to unmute these lines.
Glory to God. Glory
and just give God praise. Just give God praise.
Hallelujah.
My God, if you know God to be good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. You said in everything, my my God, to give thanks.
Yes.
For that is the will of your Lord God concerning our life. We thank you tonight, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless be God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God, for mercy.
Yes.
Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, God, I thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
I thank you tonight, God.
My Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord.
That your ears are open.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
I thank you, God, that your ears are open.
Thank you, Jesus.
Unto the cries of a righteous.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
I thank you that it's the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I thank you tonight, God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. God, I thank you tonight.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Thank you.
I thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I ask that you would remember me, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, my God, as I yield myself to you, Lord.
I need you, Lord.
As I surrender all to you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you but use me?
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, I yield self to you, my God.
God, I need you, Lord.
Have your way in my life, Lord.
Yes.
God, you know my situation. You know what my family, yes, God, is going through right now. And God, I just give it to you.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm believing you tonight, God. I'm believing you tonight, God. I'm believing you tonight, God, to turn some things around. I'm believing you tonight, God, to change some things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I thank you tonight.
Please,
I thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, God.
Again, God, every person on this line. My God, as we leave this line on tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. We know, God, you promised you would never leave us.
Yes,
and you would never forsake us.
Yes.
Even as we lay down on the night, God, teach us how to just rest in you. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, teach us, God, how to just rest in you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Father, thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God, I thank you tonight. Oh, my God, I thank you tonight.
Thank you, thank you.
Bless every family, God, of every person on this line.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Have mercy, Lord.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God.
Have mercy, Lord.
Please. In the name of Jesus.
Please.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Please,
thank you tonight, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. We give your name all of the glory tonight. We give your name all of the honor, God.
Yes.
Lord, you're worthy, my God, of every praise tonight, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let the people of God say,
thank
amen.
Thank
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
the Lord. But I tell you what.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can
praise
keep right
Lord.
On praising
yes.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Jesus.
And Heavenly Father, God, above my
people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, God.
You can take care of it all, Heavenly Father.
Yes, to your will, my God. Yes, to your way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. Thank you tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep lifting your eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh all of your help. And know that all of your help comes from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
The one who made the heaven and the earth.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And one there whom there is no variable in this. God don't change, y'all. God don't change.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you all again so much for coming on the line tonight.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank y'all so much. I pray you've been blessed by the word of God. I pray you've been encouraged and strengthened in the Lord.
Yes.
I bless it. I pray that you can you've got the courage to say, I think I can make it one more day. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank y'all again so much. I say have a good night and be blessed. I love you. I know Pastor Bolden loves you. I know Lady B loves you. But God loves you most of all.
Amen.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you for your
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm going to go to the